part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Wow, why did that blast like that?
This is on mute?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. This is episode 71, part 3, the heavy metal episode. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we got special guest, the Papooch from the East Coast. What say you?
What say you, Papooch?
We're going to go through this every fucking episode. Wait. Say something, goddammit. Goddammit.
If you're just tuning in to part three, go back and check out part two. Mozart was here. God was here. And yeah. Papooch got the lowest score in Shatter Shinola of all time.
Check this out. This is a new song by Sons of Butcher. I ripped it off of their MySpace website. They have a new album coming out called Meatlantis. Yeah, check it out. Meatlantis by Sons of Butcher, one of our favorite bands, at least mine.
No
doubt,
John.
They do the Fuck the Shit song. All right. Yeah, check that out. You can listen to it on MySpace. They got a couple, three, four, five songs, plus the Fuck the Shit song you can download now. So that's out of sight.
Now, wait a minute. I said we had Mozart, we had God, and we also had the W.
We had the W.
Was here for part two. So you got to go back and check out part two.
Yeah.
If you haven't already.
What's really distorted?
And we'll move on.
Papooch wrote, it's really distorted.
With the W. So we're going to just cover the W a little bit. Some of his latest clips from this week explaining his stupidity. We heard from the W in part two. Now we'll hear from him again in part three.
Nice. All right. Should I play him?
Yeah, go ahead. Play the first one and we can...
All right, here we go.
Diplomacy takes time.
Yes, it does.
But it was 4 years ago that you labeled North Korea a member of the Axis of Evil. And since then, it's increased its nuclear arsenal, it's abandoned six-party talks, and now these missile
launches.
Let me
ask you a question. It's increased its... That's an interesting statement. North Korea has increased its nuclear arsenal. Can you verify that?
Well, intelligence sources say, if you'd like to dispute, that's
no,
it's fine.
No, I'm not going to dispute. I'm just curious.
Our intelligence sources say that it's increased the number of its nuclear capabilities.
It's dangerous. It's got potential danger.
It's increased its nuclear capabilities. It's abandoned six-party talks and it's launched these missiles.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. You know that they've done that? You know that? What a pompous a-hole.
Yeah. How do you know that?
How do you know that? Who told you that? Did I tell you that? I didn't tell you that.
What are you babbling about?
Well, did you know, Scott, Madeleine Albright visited North Korea in 2000.
I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, talking about doing a deal with Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, to stop all North Korean missile exports and cease development, testing, and deployment of anything other than short-range scuds.
Licensed to ill.
Yeah, licensed to ill. Since then, GOP hardliners have gleefully criticized Albright for the visit and dismissed the North Koreans as blackmailers. But had a lasting settlement been reached, many Asian and U.S. diplomats believe North Korea would likely not have tested a nuclear device and would not have developed an intercontinental missile, the Taipodong-il, with a range that can reach Alaska or Hawaii. though its first test failed, and we don't know for sure. It sounds like they didn't even blow up a nuke anyway.
Yeah, they didn't have a nuclear device.
And we talked about this before. I think even they said Colin Powell was so impressed with the deal's terms that when Albright and her aides briefed him and the then National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, he praised it to the press on March 6, 2001. Powell declared that the new administration's plans to engage with North Korea to pick up where President Clinton left off.
Nice. But it didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, that's because, you know, they spoke before talking to their boss, the W, him and Kim Dae-jung of South Korea. The Bush team says both Powell and Kim Dae-jung got ahead of themselves, imposing policy on the new president when he'd barely been in office. There was, at the time, a hostile anything-but-Clinton tone in the White House, and Kim Jong-il was also a handy villain to have around to justify the centerpiece. Could you keep it quiet there? This is important. Papooch. Sit still.
Sorry.
Hit your mute button. What was I saying now? Kim Jong-il was also a handy villain for Bush to have around to justify the centerpiece of his foreign policy, the expensive missile defense program. And Kim Dae-jung said, from that time on, things began to go wrong. I'm confident that if President Bush had pursued the agreement sought by President Clinton, the North Korean issue would have been resolved, and I am very sorry about that.
Okay, that's another fuck-up.
Yeah.
Another one.
Another fuck-up.
Oh, and that reminds me, the W came out and said that GOP is going to take the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
That they're going to do it.
Well, they could.
Well, it just goes to show me, or prove to me, that the Democrats will sweep, because the W said that the GOP, everything this guy says,
it's exactly the opposite. Right.
So I'm guaranteed that the Democrats are going to take back Congress there.
Right. You want me to play this other clip?
Now, these other clips, these are Iraq clips. So this study came out and they said, hey, you know, the 650,000 Iraqis have been killed in Iraq since 2003. So somebody asked the W about this.
All right.
Why shouldn't Americans see the U.S. policy regarding North Korea as a failed one?
What? All right, you already played that clip.
No, this is B. I played A. Which one am I playing now? Do you even know what the clips you gave me? We need interns, God damn it.
Play something
else. Here we go.
Back on Iraq, a group of American and Iraqi health officials today released a report saying that 655,000 Iraqis have died since the Iraq war. That figure is 20 times the figure that you cited in December at 30,000. Do you care to amend or update your figure, and do you consider this a credible report?
No, I don't consider it a credible report. Neither does General Casey, and neither do Iraqi officials. I do know that a lot of innocent people have died, and that troubles me, and it grieves me. And I applaud the Iraqis for their courage in the face of violence. I am, you know, amazed that this is a society which so wants to be free that they're willing to, you know, that there's level of violence that they tolerate. And it's now time for the Iraqi government to work hard to bring security in neighborhoods so people can feel
dead,
you know, at peace. No question it's violent, but this report is one. They put it out before. It was pretty well, the methodology is pretty well discredited. But I talked to people like General Casey, and of course the Iraqi government put out a statement talking about the report.
Of course,
30,000,
they did.
Mr. President, do you stand by your figure, 30,000?
I stand by the figure. A lot of innocent people have lost their life.
All right, a couple of things about that. The innocent people he's talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he labeled them a comma just a couple of weeks ago. It's just going to be a comma in history, all those innocent people. And courage in the face of violence? He's proud of the Iraqis for their courage in the face of violence?
Yeah.
Everybody in that goddamn country is leaving. And the people who are staying there can't leave. So they're right. just trying to survive on a day-to-day basis.
Right. Does that sound better now, Papooch?
It does. Oh, much.
Sorry, man. The mains crashed. Sorry, Scott. I just noticed the light was blinking. That shouldn't have been the whole show.
I was just going to say, it's been that way the whole way.
All right. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, I was finished. I'm done. Talking about that chimp.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
No doubt.
But the fucking shit he says, though, is complete lunacy.
That's why when he says the GOP is going to take the Congress, then I know that it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Because it's coming out of the W's mouth.
Oh, my God.
But all what right. makes it any different than any other politician?
Come on.
This is, you know, this is the... I'm sure he didn't say this stuff when he voted for the W.
Right.
But now because the W is such a failure, he's got to put this spin on it.
Yeah. Well, that's how anybody who voted for the W talks.
Come on, you got to admit, Papooch, at a minimum, you have to admit this is one of the stupidest people to ever hold the highest office in the land.
Look, I will agree with that, and I'm not going to even remotely argue that Bush is going to be a good president. But if you look at Clinton, Clinton comes out on the show that you guys played that he got all pissed off that he went after Chris Wallace saying he had a plan and he failed. Well, you know what? His plan was to chase skirt and get laid in the Oval Office. He succeeded in that.
All right.
Every time that there was succeeded. An issue, every time there was an issue, he went and bombed a country, just like Bush.
No, that's not true.
Oh, jeez. You don't know anything.
What are you talking about?
You don't know anything. I'll agree with the skirt chase.
No,
I'll agree that he succeeded there.
And you're saying
that let me challenge you this. Give me one, just one George W. success.
The estate tax was
abolished.
Cue
the crickets. The estate tax.
Yeah.
What state tax?
No, the estate.
And what did
you
do?
Retard.
What has he done? Nothing. He hasn't done jack shit on the estate tax.
Yeah, it's all... They've signed it. It's taken care of.
It's abolished?
It's abolished.
Oh, come on. Are you sure about that?
No.
Oh.
So the one good thing that he may have... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hit your mute button. You're going to do that.
One thing...
Have a smoke.
You and the word whore need to get together.
Yes.
The one thing that you say he's a success, and you don't even know if it's true or not. You're just like the GOP, you spin meister.
What can I say?
Damn.
All right, let's move on to more upbeat things, like making fun of celebrities.
Yeah, George W. Bush's signature, he's signing it, but it hasn't passed yet. He's pushing it, but it hasn't passed yet. No quick death for the estate tax as of October 12th.
No, I knew it was mentioned, but I wasn't sure if it was.
Yeah, but Clinton started increasing the level of income from an estate that you would not be taxed from. So it gradually, instead of just cutting it off with all this fucked up spending like the W is doing, cuts it off and then he spends and he borrows from other countries like China and Japan and spends and borrows. At some point, somebody has to pay back not only to the deficit plus interest to the countries that you borrow from plus interest. Now, Clinton... He did something with the estate tax where he set a gradual level. It would start out 1 year. It would be after $600,000, then you start paying.
Million, though.
After $900,000, he kept it out at a million. So you know he did for then, but the next president could go along and do $2 million, and then three, and then four, and then a bazillion if they want.
But the Democrats don't like it.
Well, of course they don't like it. Fuck the Democrats. Fuck the Democrats. But Clinton was the most conservative Democrat since Reagan. His dad raised, fucking Bush's dad raised taxes. The W hasn't raised taxes, but he spent more money than any president in history. Where do you think it comes from? So everybody's going to blame the Dems when they come in and they raise taxes to pay down the deficit. Look at the trade deficit. It's way out of whack.
Right on.
This guy is fiscally irresponsible. He's terrible. He's the worst fucking president in our history. Clinton was no saint. That's no doubt. I don't think there ever will be one. I mean, you hear the libertarians touting their shit. As soon as somebody greases one of their palms, they'll just be right in it, too. No government is exactly what we need. But for the interim, we got to have some balance. And the only and balance will create gridlock in government and let us go on with our lives. They won't be passing any more stupid laws for the next 2 years.
Yeah, they won't try to amend the Constitution so you can get married to some queer.
Oh, look who's talking.
You red-ass bamboo.
I mean, they would prevent you from getting married to some queer.
What,
homosexual?
Yeah. You freaking jealous? You freaking...
You shit stabber.
Yeah. Jealous. Because you're pre-lubed because of your stick of butter.
Shit stabber.
Yeah.
All right, talking ass muncher.
Turn on to some more happy news.
All right,
do you keep up with the celebrities there, Papooch?
I do.
Who doesn't? They're our royalty. Did you know that, John?
That's right.
That's right. And our first celebrity story tonight, and a backing track if you have one. Cruz hires babysitter so Holmes can get in shape.
What?
Tom Cruise has hired a team of babysitters for his fiancée, Katie Holmes, so she has time to get in shape for their glitzy wedding ceremony. Mission Impossible actor is reportedly very concerned the actress loses the weight she gained while pregnant before their big day, which is set to take place in early November, to ensure Holmes looks perfect. When she walks down the aisle, Cruise has joined her on the grueling training sessions and has drafted an army of babysitters to look after their baby daughter, Suri, so they can exercise without any interruptions. And I think this story is the biggest pile of shit since the W, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because they just hired babysitters.
That is one big pile of shit.
That is one big pile of shit.
No doubt.
They've probably had the entire Church of Scientology looking after and trying to brainwash Suri. They don't need to hire anybody.
Brainwash her. She's not even a year old. They're already brainwashing her. Probably waterboarding everybody in the family.
So I say that story's crap. You still follow Tom Cruise there, Papooch? Will you go still go see his movies?
No.
Why not?
Because I think he's an asshole.
So what? When did you notice that? Just recently?
Shortly after Risky Business.
So you haven't seen anything since Risky Business. So you haven't seen Top Gun. You haven't seen War of the Worlds.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
I saw Top Gun. I have not seen War of the World. I did not see Mission Impossible. I did not see
One, Two,
Minority
or Three.
Reporter.
This is how fucked up I am, man. I'm like, Mel Gibson was in Risky Business.
Mel Gibson. Oh, there we go
again.
That's
what you're talking about. I'm
no,
an idiot.
Tom Cruise.
Jesus Christ, Tony. What are you doing? Are you okay? You drinking?
I'm totally fine.
What are you drinking?
Nothing right now.
Oh.
Our next celebrity story, John.
Yep. It's flowing, though.
Andy Dick. Andy Dick denies he's gay. Trump comedian
like
Andy Dick insists that he is not gay, even though he's been sexually intimate with men.
What?
The employee of the month star recently completed his seventh stint in rehab for drug and alcohol abuse and claims he is an easy target for the tabloids. He tells the Washington Post, I am not even gay. Last year it was Edelwarts, which I don't have. This year it's AIDS and gay, which I don't and I'm not. No and no. Just because I've been with guys and I'm bisexual doesn't mean I'm gay. Dick claims people... Dick claims people are jealous of his success and his liberal attitude. They really love to jump down my throat and rake me across the coals. Just love it. People love to hate, John.
Thick stuff in my throat. I
have a love-hate relationship with my Schwartz. The world loves to hate me. It really seems that way now. It all boils down to jealousy. People are upset that they can't do what I do. They hold back. They see me and not holding back because I don't hold back, John.
Oh, man.
And before we get to our last celebrity story, we do have a clip that we can play of Mel Gibson talking to Diane Sawyer. And if he doesn't sound homosexual at the beginning of this clip, I don't know who does.
Right.
Other than Papucci.
Here we go. Oh, dude.
I mean the Papucci.
Did you hear what he just did?
I got to bonk it again.
Did you hear what he did?
I did.
Oh. It was just the stupid ramblings of a drunkard.
Now you're talking on that mic, Pooch?
No.
You stuck that thing up your ass. Oh, that's gnarly. Listen to this clip.
I did not.
They're talking about you in this clip.
It was just the stupid ramblings of a drunkard.
Stupid ramblings.
And, that's what I need to do to heal myself and to be assuring and allay the fears of others and to heal them if they had any heart wounds from something I may have said. So, this is the last thing I want to be, is that kind of monster.
That's why he's drinking, man. He's gay.
You think so?
He can't handle it. Yeah.
And that's why he's so into the church?
Yeah, no doubt. That's why the W is.
Play the beginning again. See if we can hear a lisp.
All right, here we go.
It was just the stupid ramblings of a drunkard.
Oh, he sounds like Andy Dick. It was just the stupid ramblings of a drunkard, John.
And to
it was the
be...
It was the stupid ramblings
it was just
of a drunkard.
So stupid.
I just can't help myself.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm talking gay.
Hey
let
there,
me,
sugar
let me get my Mel Gibson voice back.
Hey, sugar tits. Are you a Jew? Thank you.
It was just the stupid ramblings of a drunkard.
It was just the stupid ramblings of a drunkard, John.
Stupid ramblings of a drunkard.
Uh-oh.
No doubt.
Hold on.
You gonna get that?
Yeah, let me. I'll go get that.
All right, go get that, would you? Hurry up.
All right, man.
Come on back.
Hey, man. Dude. All right, I'm back.
All right.
Hey,
Phil, what's up?
What's happening?
All right, put your cans on, would you?
Say hey to the papooch.
Hey.
All right, man, calm down.
Well, we have the papooch. I heard he makes more than your car.
Yeah.
Gentlemen. That's right.
Gentlemen.
Oh, one more story before. We're going to have to hold science news for next week.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But one more story before we turn it over to our great newsman, Phil McCracken Whitcomb. Oh, and Phil, you weren't here for God. You usually are. God showed up. Oh, sorry to hear that. I would have loved to have been here for God, but you know how it goes.
Yes, we do.
Unfortunately. Right.
Throwing my papers in the trash.
All right, hold on, Phil. One more story before we turn it over to Phil. Preacher John says that the GOP is delaying the second coming.
No.
Voters should oust congressional Republican leaders because U.S. foreign policy is delaying the second coming of Jesus Christ, John.
Because they're putting that fence up between Mexico and the U.S.
According to an evangelical preacher trying to influence closely contested political races. K.A. Paul rallied against the war in Iraq on Sunday before the crowd of 1,000. His first stop on what he hopes is a 30-city campaign. The Houston-based preacher says he believes that the Bush administration has delayed the second coming because U.S. foreign policy has blocked Christian missionaries from working in Iraq, Iran, and Syria.
Wow.
So I would have thought that...
The W would be all over that.
The
man.
Preacher would not be delaying. They would not accuse him of delaying. They would anything but delaying. It would seem like he's... he's aggressively pursuing the second coming of Jesus Christ.
No, man, they're pissed. They know he was been using them for the votes.
Oh, the evangelicals. Yeah, they figured that out.
So now
they just figured it out this week.
That cocksucker, he's delaying the whole thing. Just because he wanted our votes. What does Pauly B have to say about that?
Oh, God.
All right, so whenever you're ready, Phil.
Well, of course, I am always ready.
Whenever you are ready.
I am ready.
Nice.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, Joel.
That's our first story tonight.
School sends truancy officers home. School sends truancy officers to a home of 14-year-old boy who took the day off because his dog died. Order him to return to school. When Charlie Bolden's beloved dog died, the youngster was devastated. After a tearful night, the 14-year-old's father decided his son was too upset to attend school that day and rang to explain why he would be absent. Cliff Bolden was astonished when two truancy officers turned up at his home a few hours later and demanded Charlie go back to school. Seeing his son was still upset, Mr. Bolden told the officers to leave. Charlie is not a boy who needs coercion to attend class. Indeed, the youngster has won awards for his excellent attendance record. Until the death of his pet Susie, he had not missed a day of school this year. Last year, he had a 99% attendance record. Next story, John. Large oil field discovered in Belize.
Why do you repeat it?
A poor, underdeveloped South American country. I'm sorry, Central American country. Remember that name, Belize. Remember that name, Belize.
Belize. It's a magic trick.
We'll be invading it soon. Next story, John. Are you just happy to see me, or is that a toy gun in your pants? Collier County school officials are trying to determine what to do with a teacher found with a toy gun at school. The Golden State Middle School teacher was suspended last week and is on administrative leave with pay. The teacher's name has not been released. The sheriff's office said deputies found the teacher carrying a small plastic gun in his pants. But at no time was anyone in danger. He told deputies he found the toy in a box at the school and that it was used for school play. But the school district is conducting its own investigation that will interview teachers, staff, and students at the school about the incident. Officials are expected to make a decision soon. Next story, John. Some guy attempting to set the world record by listening to We Built This City for 24 hours in a row.
Oh.
Apparently, self-torture laws are not on the books yet. Next story, John.
Do all you want.
Are those bags of shrimp in your pants, or do you have a genetic... I'm sorry. Are those bags of shrimp in your pants, or do you have a gigantic testicles, and you're just happy to see me?
A gigantic...
Police said frozen shrimp dropped bag by bag out of a pants leg onto the parking lot where they fought with managers. The whole thing probably looked a little fishy, John. Wednesday afternoon, according to Westport Police... Giant food store employee watched his customer slip three bags of frozen shrimp into his baggy pants. A few minutes later, his two managers at the West Market store struggled in the parking lot with the man they suspected was the thief. Two of the bags plopped to the ground. Then the thief pulled out a hypodermic syringe from his pocket and threatened the managers with it. They didn't take the bait. They tackled him and pinned him until the police arrived. Next story, John.
Big store, man with shrimpy balls.
And this is a singing headline. Let me try to...
Yeah, give it a shot, would you?
Singing headline.
Here we go.
Well, it's not that kind of a singing headline. It's a Christmas singing. I need to remember how the melody goes before I can start.
Oh, the weather outside.
Here we go. I got it. Ready?
Yeah.
Your nuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your crotch. Santa Claus banging some guy in the bathroom. Merry Christmas. You smacktard.
Ho-ho-hos, John.
A man who has portrayed Santa Claus was one of several men arrested in a two-day crackdown on sexual activity at the Longsport Park this weekend. John Hopkins, 60, was arrested Wednesday at Spencer Park after he grabbed an undercover officer in the groin. He helped Longsport police with the sting. The white-beardered Hopkins told police that he had played Santa in the past. When the investigator found in Hopkins' truck a flyer about an upcoming holiday event, Hopkins said he guessed he couldn't play Santa anymore because of his arrest. Hopkins faces a charge of public indecency. He was free Thursday at bond. Other men were arrested on suspicion of exposing themselves and soliciting sex at the park, including in a bathroom there, John. It's pretty sad when you got children to walk into the park when there's adults having sex in the bathroom, Longsport police said.
Next story, John.
Street merchants in Manchester, England sell Eau de Toilette perfume. That's the real thing. Found to contain urine. Rogue traders have been selling fake perfume laced with urine in Manchester. The shocking discovery comes in the wake of Manchester Evening News' investigation into shady practices of hawkers working in the Market Street under a loophole in the law. County officials have discovered the counterfeit perfume, like the one pictured to the right, was causing skin reactions under test conditions because inferior unsuitable ingredients, including urine,
you hold that up for the rest
were
of the
being
listeners?
Used. I'm sorry about that. I need to edit that out. Like you said, I need an intern to go over my copy. Next story, John. This is a PSA. Do not get your ass x-rayed if you happen to be in France. Or rectum. No. Damn near killed them. One person died and 13 others fell sick after they were exposed to excessive doses of x-rays as they were being scanned for prostate cancer at an Eastern French hospital. The accidents occurred between May 2004 and 5 at Epinal Hospital, where staff misused a new software program A that had been installed on the x-ray unit. The Lorraine National Hospital Regency said.
A sphincter says
23
what?
Patients received excessive doses of radiation. The 13, you'll be glad to know this, John, the 13 that fell ill suffered from rectal inflammation and needed surgery to fit an artificial anus.
Ow.
Next story, John.
A sphincter says what?
This just in, John. The birds and the bees may be gay. According to the world's first museum exhibition about homosexuality among animals. With documentation of gay and lesbian behavior among giraffes, penguins, parrots, beetles, whales, and dozens of other creatures.
Oh, I thought you were talking about bands.
The Oslo Natural History Museum concludes human homosexuality cannot be viewed as unnatural.
Oh.
And that's good news for the papooch. We may have opinions on a lot of things, but one thing is clear. Homosexuality is found throughout the animal kingdom. It is not against nature. God. Guri Soli, the project leader of the exhibition entitled Against Nature, told Reuters. Homosexuality has been observed for more than 1,500 animal species, and it's well documented for 500 of them. Next story, John.
Fuck. Wait a minute. Why do they always have a southern accent?
It's the only one I know. Ménage à trois, starring Disney characters causing an uproar in Europe.
And I got some audio of that.
All right.
Mickey and Minnie.
All right, if I will, I will start that story over. Ménage à trois, starring Disney characters, causes uproar in Europe, leaving this reporter convinced that everyone is fucking goofy. Disney bosses are fuming after a video of Disney characters simulating sex was circulating on the internet. The 2.5-minute clip shows Disneyland staff dressed in costumes of Disney favorites. Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and Goofy pretending to have sex in a variety of kinky poses. The clip is believed to have been shot by a backstage worker with a concealed camera at Disneyland Resort Paris. A source tells the British newspaper The Sun, "It's Disney characters and she's never seen them before. Goofy grabs Minnie's boobs, but the highlight has to be Mickey's gay rump. The Disney organization never tolerates any behavior that could taint, its spotless image. They will be desperate to get to the bottom of this," a Disney spokesman said. "We are aware of the video that is taken in an area not accessible to guests in Disneyland Resort Paris. We regret any offense it might cause. Action has been taken to prevent this happening again."
Is that Mr. Haney?
Next story, John.
Wait a minute. A psychiatrist walks in the room and he sees a guy laying there in an insane asylum and he's balancing a peanut on his dick. And the doctor says, "What the hell are you doing?" He goes, "Nothing. I'm just fucking nuts."
Swing and a miss.
Woo! Next story, guys. "He whom smelt it dealt it," of course. Oh, a suspect was slammed in a cell after he broke wind in a British court, then burst out laughing about it. Joseph Widely let rip and refused to apologize after he had a fit of giggles with his co-defendants on Tuesday. However, Magistrate Simon Bridge, sitting in Blackpool on the northwest coast of England, was not amused by the interruption. He filed Wiley in contempt of court and ordered him to be locked up. After cooling off in the cell, Wiley returned to court 90 minutes later and apologized to Bridge. "He was laughing in court. That's why he was found in contempt." Next story, John. Woman lucky to be alive after electrifying ball movement, minus the ball.
No.
All right, you stepped on my punchline. I'll do it again. Woman lucky to be alive after electrifying ball movement, minus the ball. A woman has suffered severe burns to her anus after being struck by lightning, which hit her in the mouth and passed right through her body. Natasha Tamarovic was cleaning her teeth in her home in the Croatian city of Zadar when lightning struck the building.
Oh.
She said, "I had just put my mouth under the tap to rinse away the toothpaste when the lightning must have struck the building. I don't remember much after that, but I was later told that the lightning had traveled down the water pipe, struck me on the mouth, passing through my body. It was incredibly painful. I felt it pass through my torso, and then I don't remember much at all." Doctors at the city hospital where she was treated for burns to the mouth and rear end said, "This accident is bizarre, but not impossible." And our next and last story tonight, John. Religious conservatives in Norway furious that school is making boys pee sitting down to reduce the mess, calling it an assault on God's creations. Norway has become embroiled in a dispute over toilets and the nature of masculinity. The matter blew up because a primary school headmistress tried to ban boys from urinating while standing up. The head of the mixed primary school in southern Norwegian city of Kristiansand wanted to introduce the ban after complaints from cleaners that many boys could not aim properly. The measure was upset right-wing Norwegian politicians, however, who say it blurs a God-given distinction between the sexes.
Oh, jeez. How could it do that?
Mrs. Howick, it's if boys are not allowed to be in a natural way that they have a done for a generation. Mrs. Howick.
Mrs. Howick.
Then it amounts to an assault on the gods of creations. Thundered Vidar Klepp, the head of Norway's Justice and Order Party, and that is the news.
All right. All right, thanks again, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Always a pleasure, John.
Yes.
Hey, Phil.
Take care.
You know, I'd like to play Factor Crap.
Oh, sorry.
I'd like to play Factor Crap.
All right, yeah, thanks for coming.
You call that stupid game.
Yeah.
Shatter-shine-ola.
Yeah, get the fuck out, you bastard.
All right, then.
All right, come on back, Scott. Oh, you're already
I didn't leave. I did not leave my chair.
Did not leave my chair.
All right, then. That wraps up 73, yeah. Part 3, with a surprise special guest, the Papooch. Any last words for the fans, Papooch?
I just want to know how your knuckles are feeling from dragging on the ground so much.
You're getting better. I just want to... The Papooch said something about the whole thing with the Foley case.
Foley.
Remember in the beginning, the Democrats leaked it.
Right.
Why'd it come out so
late?
Yeah,
it's the Democrats.
It says here from the Wayne Manson report.
Wait. Yeah, okay. You did. You said it's the Democrats.
No, I said the Democrats knew about it for 2 years ago. The Republicans brought it up because they felt the Democrats were going to use it, but they knew about it a long time ago, just like the Republicans, because there are shit stabbers in Congress. That's the bottom line.
Okay, well, so far there's no evidence to show that the Democrats knew anything. However, the Wayne Madsen report states that he learned from informed sources in the Justice Department that the salacious emails from Representative Mark Foley were leaked to ABC News by career Justice Department prosecutors and FBI agents who are incensed that attorneys General John Ashcroft and Alberto Gonzalez covered up the White House page scandal for political reasons.
What other reasons would there be?
Right. The backstory of PageGate is that there was a criminal conspiracy by the top political leadership of the Justice Department to cover up the predatory activities of Foley and other GOP members of Congress since at least 2003 and likely as early as 2001. So there you have it. Inside the Justice Department, it was leaked because they're tired of taking up the shit for these fuck-ups.
The GOP, the gay old party.
This is true. Well, then
the gay old pedophiles.
Then you should be a Republican.
I should. You're right about that, Tony. I should be a Republican. I do. I blend right in.
All right, that's all the time we have this week for AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we'd like to thank special guest, the Papooch from the East Coast.
East Coast, Connecticut.
East Coast, Connecticut. He's East Coast. East Coast. We're Midwest. We're out of here.
Later.
Thanks for listening.
You're listening to John and Scott
on Total Talk Nonsense.